Well, I know I shouldn't be talking to you this week. As a matter of fact, you're getting extra lectures. That's so that at any moment I can do a bunk, you see. There's so much data going by, and we're in the middle of a summation. Some of you are departing, and I wanted you to get a good rundown on this, because we're dealing with a pretty summated picture now. And unless you have a good aspect of how this is assembled, why, you might have some trouble with cases. All right, this is what date?
17th.
What day?
17th.
17th of September. How'd we get up here? 17th of September, AD 13. St. Hill special briefing, of course. Now, the picture of a PC is what we are interested in. We're interested in the total concept of what you're processing. And this is very important, because it can now be summated with great accuracy. The idea of old-time psychotherapy has been... forget it, you know? They used to use camels to carry freight, you know, and ox carts and things of that character. Well, those were practical because they would still be of some use. But old-time psychotherapy has no use or value to you of any kind whatsoever. You can just forget it. We make a very clean break. Now, we've always gone along on the foundation and formation of some early work of this material. The historical value of it is interesting. Curiosa. Curiosa of an electric shock machine, you know? The curiosa of when you were very young, you thought a sexual thought, so now you've had it. That if you talk for 4 or 5 years to somebody, he can then tell you at the end of that time what second dynamic shock you had in this lifetime that accounts for your whole difficulty. You see, I mean, man, this is something like shooting BB guns, you see, at the USS Missouri. I mean, it's just about that level of comparable magnitude. You know. The only thing we can say for them is they tried, and they made some interesting popularizations. And amongst those was the fact that something might possibly be done about it. So we cannot discount their hope or interest factor in the matter, or the fact that they made man aware of the fact that a mental condition existed. But when you take it to that point, you have taken it all the way. Taken it all the way. Now, in Dianetics, we talked about the mental image picture. Very interesting. We have that whole technology surviving today under the heading of R3R. It's of considerable interest. R3R is of great interest. To be able to lay your hands on an actual facsimile or an engram on a PC that has never seen one, just merely by getting its proper date and then giving its proper duration, and there he is running the thing, and that sort of thing. That was an outstanding problem of considerable magnitude, and that problem got wrapped up in R3R. And R3R, however, as far as the actual therapeutic value is concerned, is, shooting a rifle at a battleship. Because you're dealing with free track. And free track is relatively unaberrative. If you can run any engram on somebody, why, it wasn't terribly important. Value, interest, cure psychosomatics with it, momentarily or temporarily, or even permanently. You can alter physical condition with it, and so forth, and you say, well, these things should not be gainsaid. Well, they shouldn't be gainsaid unless you're dealing with the idea of order of importance or order of magnitude. Because this is still just a rifle against the battleship. This is free track. This is the problem of free track. You could probably run free track for years without producing an OG. And horribly enough, without producing a clear. But it's part of the tools of the auditor, and it gives him a view of the bank. It gives him a view of experience. It gives him the whole anatomy of traumatic experience. Has an automobile accident, has a crick in the back of his neck thereafter. You run the engram, and he doesn't have that crick in the back of his neck from an automobile accident. She loses her husband. This is a considerable secondary. You find the beginning of the secondary, and you run this with R3R technology, and just run that one engram. You see, not even finding it's basic, and she looks young again, alive. This is miraculous or magical technology when it works. And it unfortunately hangs one with a great many sporadic wins. And that is the trouble with it. Sporadic wins. You take this guy, you locate this engram, you run it through, he no longer has psoriasis. See, that's gone. See, bang. You take the next guy, he scales all over, and you run an engram, 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 and he's still got it. Get the idea? And your attention is still drawn to that magnificent job that you did back there at such and such a time. In other words, it sticks an auditor on the track with wins, and any technology which does not uniformly produce wins and which tends to stick the auditor with some spectacular wins is a dangerous technology, because he'll go on using the doggone thing. You'll see out in the field, you'll see somebody, and by golly, he found out that you did some paddock cake as a part of the CCHs, you know. And he was doing this paddock cake with this little kid, and this little kid couldn't talk and couldn't hear and couldn't this and couldn't that. And he did some paddock cake with his kid, and all of a sudden, bang, on went the kid's total perception. And the kid was in marvelous condition thereafter and eventually became a Rhodes Scholar, you see, this kind of thing, you see. And, my God, years afterwards, you'll find him sitting there in front of PC after PC after PC running this same paddock cake. He hasn't produced another result since. That's the danger of one of these big win techniques. But R3R is a marvelous training process. You can handle R3R and move a PC around on the track and that sort of thing, and you get a good insight into traumatic experience, mental image pictures, that sort of thing. And it's just very, very, very nice as a training technology. Beautiful piece of training technology. Also has an assist value, and an auditor should be able to carry off a good assist. He's got, Jones has just fallen off a horse and has a broken clavicle, and you tie into it with R3R, and all of a sudden, why, the guy's clavicle mends up and so forth, if it's going to. So this is a good assist level action, good training, good assist, and as far as making clears and OTs is concerned, has a very small value. Very, very small value. An auditor who can run it can call himself an auditor. Get the idea? All right, now let's take up a much broader zone of action. R3N, the handling of implants, the handling of implanted goals, and the handling of implanted materials. And a lot of you have been worried about this. because you kept asking yourself the question, because these implants have an effect on us, is this going to turn out that we were all implanters? You see, you keep on working. Where's the overt? See, how come? How come these things have any value at all on one if we're all going to run these implants all the time? What's all this about? What's it about? What's it about? What's the relative value of all these implants? Well, the exact value of an implant is that an auditor, without an understanding of implant goals and implants and implanting, can very easily get the PC's own actual track mixed up in them. And if he doesn't have a good grip on these things and know what they are, he'll keep walking around them like a stray dog walks around another stray dog, and he will always be confused on the subject. This PC's got a goal, to be alone. And you got just an actual GPM, see? And we open up the meter on this guy and we say to be alone. And boy, that really rocket reads. That man, that really rocket reads. That's very fine. So we go straight to the implant area and start running a line plot on it. They do the PC in. Or it wouldn't quite do him in, or you wouldn't get tone arm action, or you wouldn't quite know what's happening, don't you see? You're running an implant GPM when you thought you were running the PC's actual GPM. Now let's say it wasn't the PC's actual GPM, but only an implant GPM, and we start to run 3M2 on it, the old technology of yesteryear, see? All complete, all valid. Now we start running this we start running 3M, we start listing. See, we start listing for his items. They don't sound anything like implant items. And we list these things. And when we finish all the way up down the line, what do we find ourselves sitting there with? Hers. We have just run something that only exists as an implant GPM by cross-listing, as you would do with 3M2, and so have succeeded in spending a lot of time. And we now have a collection of about 35 or 40 items or something like this sitting right in the middle of that engram, and every single one of them is a wrong item, a wrongly worded item, amidst 230 bypassed implant items. And if you don't think that isn't going to take the TC's skull off. So therefore, an able auditor should have a good training background on the subject of implant materials. In the first place, it gives him a beautiful idea of RRs. It gives him lots of practice on meter reading. It gives the PC practice on the form of the GPM, and furthermore, the forms of those GPMs are quite accurate, even though their item titles are highly corny. You get the idea. There's nobody's got a GPM RI that's got absolutely snuff in it. You got no such thing. So therefore, if you don't know a lot about implant GPMs, you won't learn anything much about the form of a GPM. And you're asked to sail cold in on 3M2 and do all of the mechanics of a GPM on the PC's actual goal, and so forth, nervous about rocket reads, nervous about this, what is the form of the GPM, what is this, what is that, what is the other thing? You understand? Now you start tying a PC up in knots on his own actual GPMs, and you got trouble. You got lots of trouble. And the implanters, I don't care if it practically caved you in back along the track, and certainly enough it did. There's no doubt about this at the time they occurred. But I don't care how many implant GPMs you got. This is beside the point. This is beside the point. They have practically no aberrative value compared to the order of magnitude we're discussing. Practically no aberrative value. Yeah, you can get tone arm action out of them. But what's it do? It opens up the track. The little charge that you get off of these areas and so forth opens up the track sometimes so that you can find out a PC's own actual GPMs, and an auditor who is well advised on the subject of implant GPMs never gets the two confused. He's always got sense enough to say, all right, to be alone, to be alone. Now, is that your actual, your own goal, or is that an implanted goal? Oh, that is your own goal. That is fine. Now, I get a read on both of these. Implanted and actual. All right. Good. Now, at this point, he can take his choice. Although it's of no great value to run this implanted GPM, if it's that stuck in the PC's craw, he, of course, has, because of the research that's been done on it, the line plot for that actual GPM. He could sit down and he could run it out. Take a session, run the thing out. Now say, do you have an actual GPM to be alone? Clang! Got a bigger read now, see? And sail in with 3M2 and straighten the thing out, bingity bang. Do you understand? That is the value of it. It's an auditor's value to keep from wiping a PC off the face of the earth by running implant GPMs with R3M, the technique for his own GPMs, you see, and running his own GPMs with implant GPMs line plots. Unless an auditor's got this fairly straight, why, he's sunk. When you first start looking at this, and your first considerations with regard to this are liable to make you practically faint. But you'll get over it very rapidly. You say, oh my God, what have they done? Well, what they did was this. Some eager beaver dug up the actual form of a Thetan's GPM. And the bulk of wordings that Thetans use in forming up their own GPMs took a synthetic line plot and implanted them with it. Planted them with their own actual goal, hoping they would hit some of their own actual goals if they implanted them with enough goals. So you see, you get 30, 40, 60 goals, see? In the final aggregate, you find out that the PC's been implanted with in excess of 100 different goals, and some of these many times. See, actually making the total number of GPMs he's implanted with probably creeping up toward 1,000. Well, that's been very confusing. That was very confusing to Thetans when it was done. But why? Only because it was a parody and mockery on the Thetans' own actual GPM. And tended to key it in, and it didn't even successfully scramble it up. Although it was very hard on the Thetan when this happened, although it probably helped his demise no end by making him sad about the universe, and undoubtedly influenced his postulation of his next goal, or some of his RIs, undoubtedly influenced all this sort of thing, in actual fact, the aberrative value of an implanted GPM is back in the rifle against the USS Missouri class. No value. But with that in mind, the implanter then did us a great favor. I know it loused you up and it was hell, see? But he did us a great favor. He gave us a training ground. You can run with the greatest aplomb any quantity of implant GPMs, and you can train up an auditor left, right, and center, and he'll now know what GPMs kind of look like and what their anatomy is and how they go together and what's at the bottom of them and all of this sort of thing and what rocket reads look like and how the PC can suppress things, you know. He can get the whole thing taped without wrapping the PC around very many telegraph poles. And there's any God's quantity of them can be found on a case. It's hell trying to find the PC's own actual GPMs, but any quantity. You could practically take any man off the street out here and asking for the goal to forget and run it. He'd be very happy to have it run. He'll think this is really great stuff. You can make it rocket read, don't you see, and so forth, so that any group of students running implant GPMs will eventually find out what a GPM is like. A GPM looks more like the old bulletins on the goal to scream, however, with more items in them. The original one's released. An actual one looks like that, really, a bit more than it looks like an implant GPM, because the implant GPM being synthetic and so forth. Of course, an implant GPM has no application to the case. This case has really never been upset about being absolutely snuck up on or something. He never really been worried about this at all. You'll find his item somewhere along the line, a sneak. When you hit this rocket reading own item, see, pew, you know, and you'll say, yeah, that's sure so. That is true. And you're hitting him right where he lives. You get this thing opposed, and the meter goes bzzz and clank and bong and thud, don't you see? He's got lots of action, lots of cognition. This is where he lives. He doesn't live on that implant track. He lives on the other track. Now, anybody, however, who's had experience in running 3M, the technique of running the implant GPM, is going to make good headway and so forth with actual GPMs. And it's very well worthwhile to get an auditor to run these before you put him on actual GPMs. Why? He can find them, bang. See? He can run them, bong. He can get it wheeling. He gets accustomed to handling the PC under duress in the midst of all this living lightning, don't you see? Then he can turn around and go through the arduous of finding the PC's own actual GPM. Then he lists that out on 3M2, just as 3M2 was last released. No faintest changes in it. And there's your case. Your case will really start flying. Now, the tone arm action, this basic breakthrough, of course, all stem from discovering the value of tone arm action and how it is produced. And the tone arm action lies in the actual GPM. It is thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times more aberrative than an implant GPM. Unimaginably greater magnitude. And it's got action in it. It's got tone arm action in it. But there's difficulties in getting to an actual GPM. You've tried to find PC's goals. That's a sweat, man. That's miserable. List and list and list and guess and hope and list and trying to get something to rocket read and list and mess around and hope and that's it. No, that now doesn't rocket read. And first place, an implant GPM will rocket read a few times and fold up. An actual GPM will go on rocket reading for one awful long time. It doesn't wear out, you see. But if you've ever tried to find a goal on a PC that rocket red, then you know what I am talking about. And it has been in the past an auditor heartbreaker. So you could find implant GPMs easily, therefore it makes a good training ground. But to make the PC well and straighten him up, you've got to find his own actual GPMs. And they exist. They exist no slightest bit different. I mean, the top op term is, of course, the bottom terminal, more or less, don't you see? And the bottom opposition terminal, which the PC started out as against, the opposition terminal to the goal is an RI, that bottom opposition terminal is what actually the PC himself eventually becomes in his struggle through this. Those old... GPMs, those synthetic patterns and that sort of thing, are all quite valid. Nothing at all wrong with those things. And you'll get tone arm action. There's where the tone arm action lives, is on the actual line. But the big stumbling block was, how did you get the goal? How did you get the goal? Well, this is not a simple action. But we have just speeded this up about 1,000 to 1. With what? The service facsimile. What is the service facsimile? The service facsimile is the top RI terminal of the PC's actual present time developing GPM. And that's what we call the service facsimile. It's the top RI. And of course, in view of the fact that that GPM is evolving and he is sitting in an incomplete GPM, usually, truncated, we call them, we don't quite know which side of the fence he's on for this thing. But we have there a wide open door to finding the PC's goal while getting tone arm action. Now we have to ask this question, why was the PC's goal so difficult to find? Well, it's difficult to find because present time, bearing down hard upon that goal, GPM, all of its RIs, and in particular, the RI of that GPM, which lived in present time, that present time RI, kept the PC sufficiently over-restimulated that you had a stuck-up, messed-up tone arm, and his rocket read is totally suppressed if you can't immediately find his goal. You understand that? You got a matter of environmental auditing, other things that I showed you the other day, the various zones of restimulation in present time. All of those things are bearing immediately down upon the reliable item and its accompanying opposition terminal, the terminal and opposition terminal of the GPM as it lives in present time. Those are the last two items of the goal he is now living with. And all of those things are in restimulation because of his own postulates that make up those things, so he is doing something there, don't you see? And this present time environment comes down against those two top items with a crash, and everything stays gorgeously in restimulation. Your tone arm hangs up beautifully, and the case goes nowhere in a great hurry. And that is the mystery complete. No additional cases or qualifications of it. That is the mystery of the stuck tone arm. And that's come right through. And that is the service facsimile. When you eventually find the totality of the PC's service facsimile, you will be into the top or next to top RI of the current existing GPM. There you are. So therefore, the action of finding the PC's service facsimile leads you directly and immediately into two things. One, into the GPM he is now sitting in, and his RR on his own GPM. His own GPM's goal problem mass will now RR, providing you unburden it. Now, I'll give you an example of this. We're doing a service facsimile. Now, I'm taking you very rapidly across a great number of techniques. Oh, you're catching up with these numerals one by one, and little by little, you'll make it. But here's the situation. Present time is hitting this guy, bangity, 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 so over-restimulated he doesn't know where to spit. And he's keeping himself beautifully aberrated with these stable data, horses sleep in beds or something like that, on the goal to ride. And there he is, banging away, present time banging away at him, and he frankly is so restimulated his top is blocked so that there's no release of charge or confusion. It's just hung there. He's just frozen in concrete, don't you see?
Present time is hitting him, kicking his head in. His present time environment is knocking his block off. Auditing might be right in on the top of it. Take the goal to leave, you see, with his present time RI, if not permit anyone to speak to me. What's that going to do to an auditing session, Matt? And there it is. And he's getting his head kicked off, and he's kicking off everything else's head, don't you see? And there he sits. He's right there at the top of the line. He's so overburdened. His case is so stuck up with all this re-stimulation that he won't RR. And that goal is overburdened. And that goal is so thoroughly overburdened, the one he is actually in, that if you find any goal at all, you will probably find one down the track, trillions 50 or trillions 30 or something like that. See? Some vast distance back. You try to run that one, you of course are running the PC who is sitting in the present time GPM, and you're trying to run him trillions 100 down the track. And his bank goes, creak, creak. And you can't get tone arm action out of the thing because the present time re-stimulation is so great. And, of course, all his backtrack charge is smashing him right on forward up toward present time, you see. He's running like mad, and you're trying to run this goal back there to be, you see. Oh, brother, you know. Nice high-tone goal. And it's all in re-stimulation. It's pressing him up against present time and so forth. And his present time GPM, of course, is nothing as great as that, you see. It'd be something like not to be slimy or something. And there it is. All your present time re-stimulation is hitting this goal not to be slimy, and it's top op term, top terminal. And you're trying to work this thing to be way back down the track at some unimaginable distance. The length of the time track is our most, is our biggest, fortunately, and not a serious error, but is our biggest error in Scientology. The length of the time track. That's silly, man. You write trillion on the board 100 times. You have the medieval period. Right, trillions on the board 13 times, and you've got modern life. Trillions 13. It's nothing for a GPM to extend over vast periods of time. But here he sits, up here at the top of the bank. And there he is, being run at some vast early distance. And, of course, it doesn't answer any of his present time problems. It's totally unreal to him. The reason it's unreal is his attention is pinned in present time and is being ordered to some vast earlier period of the track, which is probably a dichotomy of some sort on the goal he's stuck in. And that's why he come up with the other goal. So it's totally unreal to him. You start talking to him about trillions of years ago, and why, hell, he's worried about the fight he had at breakfast. He's still trying to explain. How come he always fights at breakfast? See, he's trying to explain this, you see. And you get the reasons why he doesn't like fortifications to exist. Well, man, he hasn't been a fortification engineer for the last 400 or 500 years. That's the last time he ever had anything to do with it, see. And the last time he could do anything about it, or it was a present time problem to him, was maybe trillions 100. So here he is, worrying about that fight he had at breakfast, and that's sitting on the goal not to be slimy. And the only thing wrong with breakfast is the eggs were a little bit firm. Because by this time, of course, everything must be slimy because he's gone to the top of the bank, you see. So you've got everything must be firm, you see, is one of his items. So he's opposed to anything slimy, you see, or something wild is going on, you see.
You see how far you are running him from his present time problem. And yet you couldn't really find this top of the bank because it's so overburdened and so thoroughly in restimulation that any RR discernible on it will be almost impossible to reach because it's so overburdened with locks. Locks, locks, locks. Practically everything in present time is a lock on these things. So we won't RR. Now I'll give you an experience which is interesting. R3SC, finding the service facsimile of the individual, just exactly the way you're going about it. Now, fumble and punch. If you're running this successfully, you found out the PC would occasionally have a needle fall. And as the case went on, the next session or something like this happens fairly rapidly, the next session, if you'd been very observant, you would have seen that needle accelerated. When he had a fall, it accelerated. But it accelerated on everything. Everything you're running. Now you've started to do some lists. This is the next session. Another session. You start to do some lists. And three times on that list, as you're nulling it, you see very sharp, fast falls. Next couple of sessions, you're nulling some kind of a list, and you see little tiny rocket reads on about four items. And lots of steep falls, but little tiny rocket reads. So you get more tone arm action running on his present time problems and that sort of thing. You get some more. And you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, you see some gorgeous rocket read. You see something just go, pew! Actually, you've merely reached, and you haven't necessarily reached the RI, but you certainly reached a lock on the RI. And the bank is loosened up enough so that the PC can differentiate on rocket reads on his present bank. Now you do, you're still working on service facsimiles, and a day or so goes by, and you're doing this list, and all of a sudden you see, to hide. Hey. You had a goal, rocket read. You come back and you call it to hide. Pew! There she goes, man. She's really taken off. Give it to him again. Prep check it. Do something with it. Always fires. Fires. Fires beautifully. Then you say, is this an implant GPM? No read. Is this to hide implanted on you? No. Is this something you actually made up yourself? Is this actual so forth? You say, well, we have arrived somewhere. But exactly where have we arrived? Exactly where have we arrived? We've arrived within the last 4 or 5 GPMs. We can be sure of that. The last 4 or 5 actual GPMs. Now, if you took off immediately, said that's a very low-scale goal to hide, you have underestimated the state we're all in because of the immediate backtrack. We haven't postulated any high-tone goals to hide for several trillion years. That's high-tone goal, man. Now, how do you get lower than hide? I think you can go down about 20 tone arm divisions below hide. I'm beginning to see on the scale. To never be caught any place and have nothing to do and to be invisible, any goals of this particular kind, to never be found out, you see, to have nothing worth taking. Goes down to something like this. To have nothing, that's high tone goal, you see. But to commit suicide, to get rid of it,
to go insane, not to be so slimy. To endure. That kind of thing. You'd be surprised how far south this can go. So you're within the last five. You can be fairly sure of that. You've seen a Gold rocket read while searching for the PC service facsimile. You've tested it out, and you found that the PC actually has that as a GPM. You, of course, with vast enthusiasm, wish to God it were the last GPM and the one right up into PT, because how wonderful life would be if that were the case. Unfortunately, you have no guarantee of that whatsoever. It'll even read on the meter that it's the last one and not be it. That's quite interesting, because you see that it's apparently right there, don't you see? You got your paws right on it, and actually the bank is so jammed and the GPMs are so jammed up as they approach present time, because they're so much more susceptible to re-stimulation, don't you see? That it isn't. It isn't the last one. Now, that doesn't say it isn't always. It always isn't the last one. Once in a blue moon, you might have a little luck, and after that, become careless and wind a PC or two around the telegraph pole before you got back to battery and sensible again. But the thing to do with this to hide is lay it all out, test it just the way I showed you, see? See, use it any way you can, trying to find that as a GPM, you see? And then oppose it. What goal would oppose to hide? Now, you want your PC to be in pretty good shape at the time you do this. Why? Because he's just now going to be put through a lot of mischief. The last three or four GPMs, you're going to drag this PC through them. What kind of condition do you think the PC has to be in order to be dragged through three or four GPMs, if his own actual GPMs bodily? You want him to be in pretty good shape, and you want the auditor to be no fumble. Let's list this. And let's find the next GPM. And the PC will be sure, and for a moment or two, you will be sure that this next firing goal that you get, you'll be absolutely sure, you see, that it's it. What would oppose to hide, and that's going to be something wild or weird or peculiar, like to have nothing worth taking, you know. And then you're going to be sure of it. He's going to be sure of it. In actual fact, if you tried to run it, you're going to come a cropper, because it's probably not the present time GPM. So you be very careful about this. And you try to list it up to PT with who or what would oppose not to have anything worth taking, see? Who or what would oppose that? Now the probability is you're either on it or right next to the present time GPM. So you scout that one down real carefully, whatever you found as a result of that, and the possibility is that you're on it. If you're not on it, do another oppose list and land in the present time area. Prove it out conclusively. Ask questions of the meter. Ouija board the meter. Make sure that this is it. And the PC by this time has got a lot of re-stimulated track behind him. He's probably very uncomfortable. And he's been getting tone arm action like crazy. It doesn't matter, you see. You've hit him. He couldn't help but get tone arm action. And now, list for the existing highest or the latest terminal of the final goal you found, not to be so slimy. Just list for that. List for it. You're going to find it. You got your service facsimile, and you realized, if you look back over your records, that you were walking right in the vicinity of it all the time anyway. It suddenly adds up. Lightning bolts go through the PC's skull from both sides, you see. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, yes.
As a matter of fact, if he's so involved in it, he could also have this reaction to it. If this GPM, this last GPM, the one closest to present time, if this last one up, has already run its gamut and is about 100 items deep, and he's up close to the top of this thing, not to be so slimy is to oppose sliminess or something. You see, he's going on the opposite side of it. He's on the opposite side of it. He's in the camp of the enemy, the terminal is now. And the op-term is a slimy thing or something, you see. This thing has gone backwards because he's lived all the way through it. When you start landing in the middle of this stuff, you just run your 3M2 straight on from there. And you'll find out, blam, blam, wham, wham, bing, bang, bang, bang. PC's liable to be very sick. And what I was going to tell you is a word of caution. The PC, I don't think this could be my goal. Oh, he's the opposite optimist. Couldn't possibly be my goal, not to be so slimy. I've always hated slimy things, and I actually couldn't possibly be. It couldn't be my GPM, don't you see? Because I just... couldn't be because I always opposed the thing, you see. And, it's at that point where an auditor has to be very alert, because the PC is in actual fact goes into almost a total dramatization of the RI terminal he is sitting in, and it may have, at the top of the bank, reversed itself so that he is now the enemy of his own goal. And with that reservation and that realization, you are running your service facsimile like a startled gazelle, and it turns out not to be a service facsimile at all. You just run it in 3M2, and you go pocket-a-pocket-a-pocket down the bank, and... The best way to run it, run one of these actual GPMs, a little piece of data I'll give you in passing, which you will hear again. Best way to run one is to list carefully for its top op term, take what you get, and run it down toward the bottom as accurately as you can without missing any more RIs than you can help, but just keep finding RIs all the way to the bottom. Keep finding RIs, see, find op-terms and terminals and op-terms and terminals and op-terms and terminals, and try not to shoot off into some other GPM. That's the only thing that can louse you up. And get down to the bottom of the thing, and you'll get a blowdown. You'll see those rocket reeds going by, man, and that tone arm going down, 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 down. That whole goal is going to look like an exhaust. And then you turn around and go back up to the top again. Go from the bottom now. List it. Terminal op term, terminal op term, terminal op term, right on up to the top again. And you'll get the 50% of the items which you missed on the way down. And, of course, that thing will clean up like a bell. That is, instead of trying to find every item perfectly as you go down, just discharge the thing and on the way back up find the remainder. Don't Q&A too much with whether or not it was a terminal or an op term, and you've made a mistake, so you've got to relist, you know, and you're all wrong, and the PC's wrong, and the bank is wrong, and don't get into that kind of a monkey business, because you can kill two or three sessions without finding yourself very many RIs, don't you see? What you want to do is just pocket it as best you can, get down to the bottom of the bank, and get that thing blown. In the first place, you can't list it from the bottom up. The second you put your paws on and try to list and find its opposition terminal to the goal as an RI, you see, to catch catfish down there at the bottom. Of course, to catch catfish in a real GPM is at the heart of every single RI which evolves from it. So when you start listing that bottom and fooling around too much with the bottom, you throw the whole top of the bank of that GPM into violent restimulation. The thing to do is, you see, these things are laid in as they're lived. Implant GPMs are all backwards. You see, the top op term is the earliest thing. But that's not true of an actual GPM. So you list it all the way from the top down to the bottom, turn around and list it all the way from the bottom up to the top, making careful that you don't go further south than the bottom, because now you'll be in a foreign GPM. The only thing to be very careful of while you're handling these things, the only thing to be excessively careful of, is to not go finding RIs for goals
our eyes for goals you don't have. You know, that's the old one. That's the only thing that turns off an RR. Is you're running item after item after item after item after item after item after item out of the bank, and you don't have its goal, sooner or later that PC's RR is going to go off. It's going to close down, your TA action will stop, and so forth. You recognize that. You remember this from way back, some of you?
You mustn't run RIs without having the goal. That's just as important now as it ever was. None of this old data has ever changed, you see. It's still there. All right, what's interesting about this is that you are right now doing that with R3SC. You're looking for RIs for which you have no GPM. You got no goal for these RIs, and yet that service facsimile is one. So the question is only this. How long can you go on looking for these service facsimiles without running into finding RIs without finding the goal? How long can you go? Your guess is almost as good as mine. Because you're shredding an RI up and chewing it up, and because it applies to all present time and so forth, probably extends the length of time. You aren't really just finding RI after RI, don't you see? And so forth. But I would say the low side of the estimate, well, I'd say probably is not safe beyond 50 hours. And there might be a PC or two around where it isn't safe after 15 hours. This is be careful. But that phenomenon doesn't occur until a goal, some goal has begun to present itself. So it's not anything very dangerous. Providing you stay on alert for the PC's goals. I told you when I first gave you R3SC, when you see a PC's goal, rocket read, write it down in a big box over to the side for further investigation. Don't hide it anywhere in his papers. Go right on running R3SC if that is what you're running, don't you see? But put that over to the side and put that in plain view so that can be investigated. All of a sudden, the tone arm action might cease, and the thing what you want to do if the tone arm action suddenly and inexplicably ceased, you go back and you pick up any RR and goal a PC might find, and let's go into one fast scramble to make sure that we have got ourselves a goal. And then let's oppose that goal, and then let's oppose the result of that and make sure we're in present time. Now we've got the goal for the RR, the RIs we've found, and all will be well again. So it doesn't do to go too long on R3SC. You get why? You can key it out. You can do all kinds of wild things with it. It probably, I've just estimated it for you on the very, very, very super cautious safe side. You understand? You probably hear somebody in some field auditor and so forth, and he's run R3SC on somebody for 500 hours, and it hasn't disappeared yet. See? All right. Trouble with it is he keeps getting these RRs all the time. They get in his way. Can't read the meter too well because the needle's always going like that, you know, that sort of thing. But the point I'm making here is that we must be alert to this old rule. Now, we haven't seen any search on R3SC turn off any RRs or turn off any meter action. We have not seen that yet. But we know this other point. We know we are looking for RIs that are at the top of the GPM line, and the action of looking for that RI all by itself could apply the old rule, which we know to our better experience. All you've got to do is start charging down a GPM, go past it, go past the bottom of the GPM, go halfway into the next actual GPM. And all of a sudden, you've got no RI, you've got no tone arm action, you've got nothing. PC is, wow, creak, you know, oh, horrible, you know. Everything's going to pieces and so forth. And possibly sometimes, as we learned early on teaching R3M2, one of the last things that the auditors at that particular time thought of was that they might have gone past the bottom of the thing and were already running out the next GPM. That's practically the last one they thought of. It's because the PC never put the goal on the list, don't you see? So it never demarked.
Well, there is the score of what you're processing, and there is just about the scope and limit of processing. There isn't very much more limit to it. But let's look at what this is all about. By using this type of analysis, by using a program of this particular type, by recognizing this put together for what it is, we have probably programmed OT very well within reach. I would say we've shortened it considerably because we've shortened all the difficulties of actual goal finding and that sort of thing. But something else has happened. We have found a method of straightening out PT, which can be used actually at any time that you started to run into trouble, at any stage of running any actual GPM. You can't seem to be getting any place, and things seem to be pretty grim. You mustn't immediately suppose that the old rule of finding our eyes without the goal doesn't apply. You scout that one down first, you see. You've run out of PC's all re-stimulated. You're not getting tone arm action. Everything is going to pieces and so forth. Well, for some reason or other, you now have a condition where the PC's present time is an overwhelm as far as the RIs he's currently sitting in. So you could just go ahead with R3SC, you see. First, you would examine to find out if you'd been finding RIs that you didn't have a goal for. That's the main one. See? And then you could go on, find that goal, and so forth. But you could actually destimulate present time at any time by using your techniques as you're used on R3SC. You could use any RI, any terminal, any op term. You can do all kinds of wild things with these things, you see. And you can disinterbulate his PT, and you could practically clear him at any instant during the time of taking him to OT. I know that sounds weird. See what I mean? Given that you're not finding tons and tons of RIs without having the PC's goal for it, given that one horrible fact, that one cared for, you've run this fellow now for 75 hours, and you found 1 1/2 GPMs, and that's the end of his 75 hours. You see, you unburdened his bank, and you got it all, got PT all straightened out, and you got all of this first top one and so forth, and this is a lot of work you did, you see. You got the next half of the bank of the next one, see, and that's the end of his time. Or you could spend the last session or so trying to find the service spec for his present time environment, just scouting out his present time environment. Of course, any application, the RIs, which he has now found, you see, any application they have to present time will cause them to disintegrate. So you'll get a disintegration of the factors which are still hanging up in present time. His needle goes very floppy, and you can hardly set it up, and it's on the clear read, and so forth. You could practically sit there and make a clear out of it, although he's only halfway through a bank. Of course, he's going to go creak, and he's going to talk to you, and he's going to persuade you and try. If you could just get to the bottom of this next thing, you see, that maybe take you another 12, 15 hours just to get to the bottom of it, not to clean it back up all the way up the time, you see, something on that order. Well, you've got to sever it off. You've still got a technique which is analogous to R3SC. In other words, you could make it clear at any time you were making an OT. You clean up his needle and his tone arm read at almost any time. Very valuable thing to know. Because if you've seen the agony some people get into running actual GPMs, you would realize that it's well worthwhile to have a technology which straightens them out as cases. To program such a case, I would just make sure the case is sort of gummed up and in a bit of trouble and so forth. I'd make sure I hadn't been finding RIs for which we had no goal. Make sure of that. I'd give them a nice bunch of ARC break assessments. I'd do a big case analysis on the subject. Have we found any implant goals, don't you see, and thought they were your actual goals, or we run, you see, actual goals as implant goals, or
disentangle that. Have we skipped any GPMs, you know? We found a lot of wrong items. We listed things backwards. You know, the stuff that's in your list. Do a sort of a case analysis along this line. Make sure it was all straightened out in that line. And then I'd very eager, beaverishly start in on R3FC, trying to find a service fact for his present time now. And of course, we're going to find out he's now applying the goal, you see. He's now applying the goal to fly or something like this to his present time environment. And we clear off a lot of locks and we get a lot of PT action. And blue smoke comes out of both sides of the meter, you know. PC settles out and goes clear read and the case straightens up. Theoretically, this is quite doable. And if you got the other reasons out of the way why the case was gummy or feeling bad that I have just outlined to you, no more complicated than that, you would then be able to apply your R3SC once more and you could bring about a state of clear. So your state of clear is bring aboutable at any time. With this one proviso, the most dangerous time to use R3SC is before you find the first actual GPM. Apparently, the simplest and easiest time to find it, to use it, you see, is in actual fact the most dangerous time to use it, because you actually are running at our eyes without the PC's goal. You understand? So that's you can go at it with great aplomb. I don't know how long it'll go on. I can also tell you that I don't know. And there's no reason to suppose it would go on more than an hour in some cases. I don't want to scare you. And then everybody so far addressed, it has gone on for a nice, long, comfortable time and isn't getting in anybody's road. And there's no sign of these difficulties appearing. But by past experience, they're there to appear. Therefore, it is very necessary that an auditor who is doing R3SC must sit there, very alert, to the rocket reading goal. If he gets anything on a list that rocket reads, why, he should mark it loud and clear, see? Put a big RR down after it, something like this. Looks like the PC's goal. If any discussion of it ensues of any kind whatsoever, that's very easy to have happen, you see, in R3SC. Mark it down. PC thinks this is his goal. Put it over there very clear. Now, if the PC can be kept in session, let's talk now about not just somebody trying to clear. Let's talk about taking it from there. You've gotten tone arm action established on this PC. This PC is pretty comfortable. You've gotten some of the aberrative factors out of the PC's environment so the tone arm doesn't stick up every time you sneeze. And you got a goal sitting there. Well, you'd better research this goal. Let's find out what goal it is. Is it one back or two back or three back? Or is it this or that? Or what should we do with it? And should we oppose this goal and find a goal that's a little closer to present time? And then find out what should we do with this goal? Let's search this thing out. It isn't as easy as, well, that is the PC's goal. Let's list it. See? It isn't that easy. It's the only goal you really dare run, and this is what gave all PCs trouble, is the last goal, the one closest up to PT. Now, knowing all those things, you're going to go get in tone arm action. Your tone arm action there is residual on the long haul. It's residual in the PC's actual GPMs. That's where the tone arm action lies. Now, the very system that you understand as a service facsimile applies to every RI and applies to every GPM the PC has, and it is that system which has aberrated the PC. That is the system which has aberrated the PC, and all PCs have done this, and they brought it all the way along the track, and it arrives till now. Actually, the service facsimile, cum laude, for a GPM is the goal as an RI. That is the big one. And, of course, it accumulates to its subsidiary RIs. See, reliable items are accumulated to this basic one. And the whole of these in their associated pattern
make up what we call a goals problem mass. And that mass is quite actual. These are eyes are have diameter, they have mass, they have this, they have that. They're all very much in the groove. Now, what are the symptoms of somebody running out of well, you're running too many RIs and you haven't got his goal, your TA action will cease and the needle ceases to RR. Now, therefore, when should you dive for the PC's goal and start this goals program? What is the dividing line? Well, unfortunately, it isn't as easy as X unit and Y unit or something like that, you see. That isn't that easy. It's different.
It's a technical point. Is have you rehabilitated the PC's RR? You run service FAC R3SC until you've got a rehabilitated RR. And then it's going to be awful easy for you to find the goal. Now the question arises, what is the exact progress of the case run on this particular scheme of things? What's the exact progress of the case? Well, you run a case on the latest part of his aberration all the time. That keeps his PT cleaned up. By keeping his PT cleaned up, you're then keeping him nice and calm and so forth. He actually isn't going to develop any skills to amount to anything as an OT. He's going to rehabilitate very slowly. Rehabilitation factor then is slow, even, and gradual. It doesn't do a roller coaster type of action. You'll get occasionally some guy will bang out of his head or something like this, but this is not of any vast importance. What you'll get is an increase of ability on a steady, calm progress front. Well, of course, you're going to have your difficulties if you listed this thing backwards and you shouldn't have and so forth. These are merely technical difficulties as you go along. PC's going to spend an awful time between session A and session B because you skipped a GPM when you were listing down. You didn't get the next adjacent GPM. You got the one after that, and it's going to make him quite miserable. But your actuality here is that the PC is advancing as a being in relationship to present time. He's getting expanding perimeter of present time, but he's advancing with present time. And therefore, he is advancing to a marked degree smoothly and calmly in regard to present time. Now, this has two factors, one of which is relatively unimportant. You might not agree with me that it's unimportant, but I rather class it in that sphere. You're not going to get spurty, fluky manics turning on and off. And boy, they can get more in an auditor's road than you would think. PC goes, the most dangerous thing of them is not damage the PC does. But the PC goes tearing off in a manic, and this has been one of our main problems. He feels so good. He's so ambitious, you see. Now he doesn't want any more auditing because he's going out and he's going to get busy, you see. And you know that he's going to take about 3 days to fall on his silly head. Well, the reason for that is you've dropped back earlier on the track than the reality of the PC. See, you're earlier on the track than the PC's reality goes. This is a very important factor. If a PC's attention is thoroughly in present time, any effort to go backtrack, of course, brings about a feeling of unreality.
There's a slight unreality involved on this quite normally. Well, now multiply this to a fact that by taking him backtrack, you, of course, are bringing his ARC at a lower pitch than it might be, and he can't actually cope with the aberration which is being thrown at him, and he goes into manics, and he turns on somatics, and he has a bad time, and he sits around all day worrying because he can't tear up all the pavement of M1 or something. You get the idea. Now, that's all totally and 100% simply because somebody is being run well over his head. The dangers involved in it are negligible because he's so overwhelmed that nothing very serious could occur. But by taking him back down the track from present time, all the time, actually the past is present time. See, the past is being carved off in present time all the time, don't you see? And therefore, the reality of the PC is continuously increased, and you actually may, the more important fact is you won't be up against the hurdy-gurdy of restimulation and upsets and laugh and bing and bang. The PC will be much more cheerful. You won't be up against any sudden manics or won't have any difficulty in this direction. In actual fact, it is very doubtful if a PC could make it to OT unless you continually handled the application of what he was doing to the aberrative factors of present time. The only danger in processing anybody up the line is somebody's going to go into some big snit of some kind or another when he's about three-quarters of the way through, don't you see? And he isn't up to it and that sort of thing. Well, actually, I don't think you could keep him in session or push him in that direction or hold him in that direction long enough to make him have enough strength to misbehave. You understand? It takes a smooth run. This thing requires a smoother run, don't you see? What you want is an even progress chart. And the way to do that is to take everything down as you go against the present time, which the PC now has, and you'll get a discharge of it and probably reduce, this is the important thing, reduce the number of hours of auditing by at least 50%. Cut it back from PT. Now, we've been making a mistake by going early and coming up toward PT. It's very hard on a PC because all of the RIs he's dramatizing are right in PT. Now, let's say he goes back and he finds the goal to have. Let's say this guy's been running. And he goes back and he finds this goal to have. Now, that's way back. There he's got this GPM to have. And he gets into the top op term of the thing to have. And he said, it's want nothing to do with nobody know-how. See, something like that. And he's against capitalists or something like this. See? Or people who have things or something like this. You see, the thing is reversed. You'll find that the moment he enters that level, if you have peeled back the track all the way down smoothly to where he is, you'll find at that moment his thinkingness is colored by the RIs he is sitting and confronting. His thinkingness is colored by these things. He'll get up in the morning and he'll look around and say, well, I sure don't need three pairs of shoes. I could get along with one, you know. His thinking is colored in this particular direction. Well, that means it's directly discharging against PT. So in actual fact, your discharge against PT, of course, accelerates the speed at which it goes. You needn't worry too much, or you're not really concerned with the ethic level of the PC as auditors. I'm just talking about you as your general attitude and opinion. You're not worried too much about the power or strength or otherwise of a PC. You never have been. But of course, you are approaching a point where this will become of interest to you. It'll become more and more of interest to you. And be reassured by the fact that an individual whose present time problems are not cleared away doesn't have very much power to do anything. He's too involved and too interbulated to exert any force or power in present time. Interesting datum, isn't it? It doesn't even really fall back on ethics. It falls back on that restrictive fact. Why? Well, he's sitting in a couple of wild, stable data of some kind or another, and these are solving everything, and it's all mixed up anyway. So his power and his difficulties are terrifically restricted by his present time involvements and confusions. And frankly, no PC ever really progresses beyond his present time problem. That's an actual fact, the secret of processing.
That's why, particularly, you can throw away the Freudian idea that a little girl was looking in the window of the boys' room when she was three, you see, and has been aberrated ever since. You see.
No. That had nothing to do with aberration.
Why, it's back there. Now, if you were running the RIs formed at the time she was three, and you had peeled back to them, you would find the PC, oddly enough, sitting in the present time problem caused by the inability to observe. Non-observation and non-communication. At any given moment during auditing, the PC is introverted at the level of what is now in present time. What is now live in present time. On that, the PC is introverted. Therefore, his power is consistently, continuously cut back to practically nothing. Consistently and continuously. You see gradients work this way. You walk out here and pick up one day you can pick up a pebble, and the next day you can pick up a rock, and the next day you can pick up a big boulder, and the next day you can pick up a stone wall. You get the idea. You think in auditing, a PC would move ahead on that gradient of ability. A PC will not move ahead on that gradient of ability. A person halfway through won't be able to pick up the pebble. You mark my words, and you watch it. If you carry it all the way through to a complete conclusion, it's when he gets all the way back to the other end of the line, and all those things have sheared off against present time. He's got all those things straightened out, and he hasn't become totally overwhelmed by it all, and so on. He's going to be 3 feet back of his head. Now, I've had a period recently of being up and looking around and that sort of thing. And I just got gorgeously confused with my present time problem. I frankly became so involved with present time problem, that was a present time problem to me at that moment, that I was like to wrap beams all around my head, and I was yo-yoing past the moon, don't you see? I suddenly couldn't hold a position in space worth a nickel. I was very introverted on the whole thing. I didn't quite know what my present time problem was. I was trying to figure out what my present time problem was. Present time problem, of course, was sitting right in the RI. Was sitting it. The odd part of it was a present time problem. See, it was a present time problem. I didn't think it was. And that's always the case with the PC. It is a present time problem. It's that the PC can perceive it is a present time problem. So all progress is measured on the PC's ability to perceive what is a present time problem. And on that, you get a measure of his forward progress. And he gets present time problems which are years wide, and tens of years wide, and hundreds of years wide, and thousands of years wide. Don't you think? Present time problem is the distance of 1 inch. His forehead hurts. Don't you see?
to his room, to his world in which he immediately lives, that is, say, you know, back and forth the route to the office and that sort of thing, to the planet, to the this, to the that, to off of this planet, to the Confederacy, to all of the various connecting links of all the Confederacies, to this universe, to the lot of beings in this universe, to the formations of this universe, to this, to that, to that, blah, blah, blah. It's always the length and distance, the PC's present time problem. It actually isn't even, that is his only measure of reach. It isn't how far he can reach, or how many stones he can lift, or anything else. It's just how wide is his present time problem. And in every case, it is his reaction to present time that is creating the problem. Beyond that, there are actually no problems. You got this? It's how. What's his perimeter? What's his perimeter of problem? So you can measure that, and as these RIs are peeled off against PT, as you go back through actual pairs through the GPMs, you go back through these actual pairs, and these things are up in PT and so forth, he'll be expressing this degree of introversion with regard to... Well, he just got an awful worry. So rapidly goes out of planetary affairs and things like this is quite dizzying. He's got an awful worry. He's found the idea that he actually can no longer, make waterfalls fall backwards. He isn't out there trying to make waterfalls fall in any direction. He's got a problem. The problem is he can no longer make a waterfall fall backwards. And there's your consistent run of processing and the way it peels off and goes all the way back. Now, do you see then what approximate anatomy is of what you're tackling? In essence, you have something I can draw you here, in spite of the lateness of the moment, I can draw you here, this with great rapidity, and I'll draw it for you again. But here, let us say, is your PC, and he is being an RI. And here's the goal as an RI. See? And this whole thing... is one annealed GPM, and this is present time. The PC is being this thing, and therefore it is his service fact. Right back of this. Here's a bunch more. Goal, this is a GPM. This is your current GPM. Now, when we reduce this on this level, here's PT, and let's make it look like this, and let's just draw GPM, shall we? Are we going away from PT here? When you're looking for your service facsimile, you're looking for this fellow right here, or this one here. You'll find one or the other of those. First goal you find is possibly, you're looking for the goal here. You see, this GPM may not be complete, may not be finished, because he's still living it. He's postulated this goal, but you get a goal, and you actually found that goal. See? Goal found. So, what you're going to have to do now is list the goal of pose against that to find that goal, and then that goal, and then that goal. And then as soon as you're sure that he's got this goal, then you actually list for those two RIs and peel down that bank and clean that bank up. That's the end of everything you're working with the PC. And also, the end of all of his aberrations, all of his worries, all of his concerns, all of his upsets in PT, and isn't... Well, I won't say isn't life wonderful, because he now has all these.
Fortunately, by actual count, there's only 20 or 30 actual GPMs on the whole track. You're on the sunny side of 1,000 hours to OT, and I mean all the way. You're well on the sunny side of it. And knowing me and the fact that we discover things as we go and so forth, I would say we probably have that cut down a bit. But at this present moment, I see no reason to change anything we've got. We've just fallen back and taken up all the technology of a year ago without changing a hair in it. It's all been done. There it is. We investigated through this summer. Implant RIs, you know how to run those things. You got good ideas of what GPMs are. You're all neat. Way you know how to run service facsimile. We're learning right now. You can tear into that thing, find the PCs on go. And you're away. And you're really away. So it very well may be with other developments that you're looking at 500 hours. You may be within 500 hours. If your case is very, very slippy indeed, and you audit very well, and you give very good auditing and receive very good auditing, and you're very good children indeed, you might be within 350 hours. But that's might be. I can tell you for sure you're within 800 hours of it. That's for absolute certainty. Now, this is what it means. That is what you are processing. There isn't anything more that you are processing. The fact that free track exists, that implant GPMs exist, that all these other things, that screen implants exist. And so I ran about 10 or 12 screen live implants off in one RI listing a couple of nights ago. Nothing. They were getting in my road. I was trying to put down items that were aberrative, and I kept running into these things, mosquito bites. All right, but that's what it looks like. I don't care what else is on the track. That is all that is on the track that is important, right there on that sheet, right there in front of you. And that's an actual fact what antiquates psychotherapy. Who'd have dreamed of any of that, or of its considerable simplicity in its final analysis? We had to know an awful lot of things to bring it down to that level of simplicity. And once you're studying it and grinding it through, you won't think it's simple for a while, and then all of a sudden it'll fall apart and you'll see it's relatively easy. That is what you're processing, and that's the way it falls apart. And that's it. Anything that's wrong with your PC is right here. Influenced by that first goal. Anything wrong with your PC. But your PC now is real enough to know about. Because when he gets to here, he's going to have a whole new set. You understand? Of course, this is going to modify. He gets different changes and so on. Until he gets that whole GPM gone, though, he's still going to worry about that idea of things. Sort of withdraw from it and be upset. These ideas, we don't know what. We don't know what's going to turn up down here. Of course, he's got that much charge off of his case. He can handle it better. He's that much saner. Life will go that much easier. You can get rid of it that much quicker. But down here, if this is the goal to eat buttercups, he all of a sudden goes in for horticulture and starts worrying about these poor flower seeds lying around all over the place, dying without being planted. He never worried before in his life, but now it's a present time problem. Well, that's your variations of case. That is a map of a case. It is that simple. There's nothing much more to it. It doesn't excuse anybody from careless auditing. It doesn't say you can't make mistakes, but it is basically very elementary. And there it is. Thank you.